This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 18th of September. Durham required 62 more runs to secure the county championship title, closing day two on 7 for none in their fourth innings run chase of 69 at Chesterley Street. They had earlier earned 178 run first innings lead, making 256, with Paul Collingwood unbeaten on 88. Nottinghamshire then made 246 in their second innings, as Stephen Mullaney and David Hussey hit half centuries. Graham Onions and Chris Rush with shared 5 wickets, while Ben Stokes helped mop up the tail and finished with 355. All of which means that the best Yorkshire can now realistically hope for is second place. They went some way towards securing that by bowling out closest rivals Middlesex for 128 at Headingley. 17 wickets fell in all on day 2, as Yorkshire first collapsed from 117 for 3 to be all out for 210 in their first innings. Tim Murta and Corey Collamore each ended with 3 wickets, while they were braced apiece for Gareth Berg and debutant Tom Helm. Stephen Patterson, Ryan and Sidebottom Jack Brooks then decimated the Middlesex batting lineup. Sidebottom ended the pick with 4 for 27, while Patterson and Brooks returned figures of 3 for 44 and 3 for 34 respectively. Sam Robson top scored for the visit of 45, but David Milan's 15 was the next highest individual contribution. Yorkshire then closed on 4 without loss in their second innings and lead by 86 runs. Centuries from Vikram Solanki and Stephen Davies helped Surrey dominate day 2 against Warwickshire at Edgbaston. They closed on 400 for 5, with Solanki and Davies having added 182 for the 4th wicket. Before that, Solanki had added 166 with Hashim Amla for the 3rd wicket. Amla was caught off Keith Barker for 77, but Solanki wouldn't depart until he had 162 to his name. Jake Micklebury ended on 68 not out. Division 2 promotion hopefuls Essex closed on 107 for 1 in reply to Glamorgan's 322. Micklebury added 95 with opening partner Gautam Gambier before the Indian was caught off Dean Kosker shortly before stumps. Murray Goodwin and Chris Cook had early hit half centuries for Glamorgan, as most of their batsmen made contributions to their total. David Masters was a comfortable pick of the Essex attack with 5 for 68. Hampshire piled on the runs as their match against Leicestershire finally got underway at Grace Road. Liam Dawson and James Vince both hit undefeated centuries as the visitors closed on 362 for 2 after being asked to bat. Opener Sean Terry hit 57 while being trapped leg before by Shiv the Core. It was unbroken third wickets down to 248 between Dawson and Vince took the game away from the home side. Hundreds from Rob Keane and Brendan Nash made second place Northamptonshire sweat on day 2 at Wantage Road. Kent were finally bowled out for 418 as James Middlebrook ended with career best figures of 6 for 78. Keane Nash added 134 for the 3rd wicket, while Darren Stevens did a typically aggressive 63 for number 6. There were joyous scenes at Bristol as Luke Proctor hit his maiden first class century to help 2nd Division leaders Lancashire fight back on day 2 against Gloucestershire. 3 wickets from Will Gidman had reduced from 38 for 3, which then became 105 for 4 when Lewis Rees was bowled by David Payne for 35. Over all-rounders Proctor and Tom Smith added 159, with Proctor bringing up 3 figures off 208 balls. Smith ended not out on 88, as Lancashire reached stumps on 292 for 7. Glamorgan have signed Jack Rudolph as their overseas player for the 2014 and 2015 seasons. Rudolph has fallen out of favour with the South African selectors in recent times, so should be available for most of the 2-year period. And Yorkshire all-rounder Richard Pryor has signed a new deal with the club, committing himself to playing at Headingley until the end of 2015.